Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast,
Welcome.
A show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We're going to tell you your stories. We're going to tell you our stories. We're going to tell you your stories. That's what we're going
to
do.
We're going to tell you what happened to you.
We're going to tell you what happened to you and you're going to like it. Okay. That's our show. We hope you're going to laugh with us. We're going to talk about it. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. Okay, so we need to start this week off by you telling the story that you were starting to tell me in the car.
Which one?
Because I have never heard such a thing in my life. And I need to know if other people have because I'm shocked that this exists.
Okay.
So we'll just start with that you had bed bugs in New York.
I had bed bugs. Okay, look, that's like my roommate. I'm blaming it on my roommate. He gave us bed bugs.
Well, that was true.
That's true. And then we went through a months long. It wasn't 1 month. It was months long battle with bed bugs.
So, yeah.
But part of the battle was that we hired a person that had a beagle that was trained to smell the bed bugs. And they would go they would go right up to the piece of furniture that the bed bugs were in, and they would bark at it. And that you just had to get rid
How
of
is
your
this
stuff.
A thing? Have you ever heard of a bed bug
they
beagle
had their
in
own
your
apartment?
Life?
This is what I heard. I need to re-Google
I think
Google
you got
it.
Scammed.
They had their own apartment that of New York, like the rents are sky high. And
I
their
love
beagles
picturing
living
these
somewhere.
Little beagles living by themselves in an apartment that come out to sniff.
Oh, they had their owner there. It was like they were ordering Chinese food and like binge watching Netflix.
And then sometimes they go bark at things for a living. That's a good job. I'm going to be a bed bug beagle in my next life.
Bed bug beagle. I want that to be a band that I start.
So wait, but hold on. Okay, so if anyone has actually heard of this, I have not heard this. I think it's fascinating. So they went into your apartment.
Is their owner? It's like they rang the doorbell. There was just a beagle there. They like took a cab. It was like their owner was like, "Here we go. Come on, Francis. Come on." And like up the steps, walked in, look around, and then like immediately like. Like beeline for the furniture that has bed bugs in it, and then they barked at the furniture, and then you had to get rid of the furniture.
But you said they barked at everything.
Well, Katie.
So what if she just trains them to just bark
okay,
at things?
Okay, no. Let me just specify. They barked at everything in my room.
Oh no.
They didn't bark.
Are you sure that you didn't bring them into the
house? I did not bring them in. I did not. You're like outing it. Every bit of like I was the biggest nerd in New York. I didn't sleep with anybody. I didn't spend time at anyone else's apartments. There's no chance. Oh, maybe I got him on the subway. That could be something. But I like to blame my roommate. I like to blame my roommate.
So the beagles barked.
The beagles who have their own apartments in New York.
And that's how you knew to throw everything away.
Threw everything away. Everything away in my room.
But then you also said that you threw it on the curb. Tell that part.
Okay. Then, well, this is really disturbing. We threw our furniture on the curb, wrapped it up in garbage bags, put a sign on there that said bed bugs. And we looked out the window and people were carrying it down the street like, duh, 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 duh. Like they were like the...
Unfazed.
Yes, they were unfazed. They were
They're
going
like,
to their
free
apartment.
Shit plus bed bugs.
Like,
I don't
is
care.
Is this a chaise? Like I had the most amazing chaise lounge that I love so much.
But you even wrote bed bugs and they still took it.
I wrote, this is condemned. I mean, you might as well have put like a red spray painted X
They
on
didn't
it.
Care.
They just ripped that shit up. Well, pardon me. They ripped that stuff off and they just walked down and refurnished their apartment.
I love that so much. I love that.
Thanks
so
for telling me. That counts as one of my embarrassing stories.
It's not even embarrassing. It's just fascinating. I love it. So let's do it. Let's start off. Do you want to go first?
Well, did you have a good week? Do you want to talk about your week?
Not really.
Okay.
I did. I had a good week. It went by super fast. I'm planning a little quick trip to Chicago to the Mart, and that's exciting. So I have that coming up. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Just fast.
Fast. Well, you're working all over the place. So.
Fast times. Anything else about your week you want to talk about besides
bed
bugs?
I'm good.
No?
Okay. You start the story off because I already told the story. It's
okay,
yours
I got you now.
Okay. Handing it over.
All right. Let's start it off. Okay.
Yes.
My first email comes from Jen in Nebraska, and she writes, I had been dating this guy for a few months. We'll call him Steve, and he completely love-bombed me, which should have been my first red flag.
Love-bombed? What's that?
That's where, like, people, like, overly, like, gush you, like, buy you gifts, like, tell you amazing things. Like, they're like, let's get married in, like, 5 seconds, like, that type deal.
Okay, wow. That is a red flag, right?
Red flag. Okay. He bought me diamond earrings very early on, wanted to see me a lot, was jealous and weird of my past relationships, and would talk to me about marriage and kids. Yeah, that's like early on is definitely like red flag.
Yeah, very red flag, especially diamond earrings. Yikes.
Right? But also, thank you. I noticed that he had a habit of building me up with kind words just to break me down later on.
Okay, this man, this not is cool. Classic sociopath.
Yeah, he gaslit me often and made me feel like I was the crazy one. I knew he was dating other people, but he would never admit to it. I even told him, it's fine, we're not exclusive, and he really didn't like that.
Oh my, so he's jealous of your other people potentials, yeah. But he's dating other people? Come on.
It's like he wanted me to only want him, and he wanted to do whatever he wanted to do.
Nope.
I found signs of things in his apartment that I knew were from other women, and he always just played it off.
Like an earring?
Yeah, like who knows? Maybe a thong, the thong, thong, thong. Who knows? Okay. He also blocked me from viewing his IG stories.
Okay. Yeah. That is, come on. He's like on dates.
Yes, exactly. Super shady. I commented how I found it was strange that he did that and how it wasn't necessary. He was free to do whatever he wanted, so he didn't need to be out here hiding. He ended up unblocking me. I had been at his house, and I was there when a package from Amazon was delivered. He had specifically told me that he did not have Amazon, so I asked him about it. Then I saw there was a woman's name on the bag, and it was bed sheets. Yeah.
He's married.
Oh, you're like, oh,
he's married.
I asked him why
a lady of the manor.
I asked him why a woman would be sending him bed sheets that he wasn't romantically involved with.
Good
he again
question.
Lied and played it off. I told him I didn't think it was fair that she didn't know about me and I knew about her. Who knows how serious she thought they were? The whole thing was feeling super icky. He was sitting here talking all of these future plans with me, spending all of this time with me, and had who knows how many other women at the same time. I knew I needed to be done with him. We got into a fight and I left. Not 2 days later, I noticed a story that he posts on IG and my jaw dropped. There was a new woman that he posted a picture of and wrote a beautiful paragraph all about her for her birthday, exactly like he'd done for me a couple of months ago.
Oh, God.
So gross. I was shocked and hurt, and even though I knew he wasn't a good guy at this point, I still cared deeply for him and what we had shared, and I stupidly thought that he cared about me too. I screenshot the photo to send to my best friend. We talked on the phone about it, and 10 minutes later, I get a call from Steve. I didn't want to pick up, but I was also so curious to hear what he had to say.
Yeah.
Yes, I answered flatly. Jen, what are you doing? He said. I said, what am I doing? What are you doing? He said, I can't believe you do that. That's so messy. I said, do what? You're the messy one. He said, change your profile pic to my story.
What?
I said, what? Exactly. And my heart sank. I went to go check my IG, and sure enough, somehow when I was sending it to my best friend, I also accidentally changed my profile pic to my screenshot of that girl's face and his message. That's her profile pic on IG. She screenshot the girl's face with his message. And that's the IG. I was completely mortified. Thankfully, it was only up for about 20 minutes, and I shudder to think who else saw it. But the worst part was that he didn't believe me when I told him it was an accident. I told him if I really wanted to be messy, I could have posted a pic of us or messaged her a pic of us and told her I was just with you 2 nights ago.
Yes.
What did I have to gain by doing this? I never talked to him again, and I'm extra careful when I'm on IG now.
Oh, my
gosh.
That is so bad. Because okay, first of all, okay, there's so much. I thought that her embarrassment was like, oh, I dated this guy and he, but the embarrassing part is embarrassing because she had so much strength. She's such a strong person.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, her comebacks are like razor sharp, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, she's the sensible one. And then it looks like she like lost her mind and was like in a jealous rage. And that is the worst part about
it.
That's the embarrassing part.
Because yeah. We've all done those stupid little things like that where you're just like, like grabbing out to the air, like how do I retrieve this and how do
like
I turn back time?
Locking your keys in the car, as soon as you slam it, you're like, oh, I can't get them, you know?
And like the thought though that for 20 minutes you have no idea who saw that of your like friends, your close friends that are like, ooh, what's she doing?
like, oh, I knew she liked him, but whoa.
Wow.
Also for him to call her and be like, that's so messy. You must
I know.
Really be obsessed with me. That sucks.
He's so shitty.
Yeah. Oh God. What a terrible, terrible boyfriend.
I'm glad you got away, Jen.
Yeah, Jen, good job. I mean, she comes out looking great in this though, besides the little mishap. 10
besides
minute
that little
blip. She good. Her instincts are right on.
We've all done it. Send us your social media mishaps, because I know there's a bunch of them out there where you've accidentally DM'd somebody or you like somebody's like post like 10 million years ago. Well, that you're like, whoops, I'm super deep in that.
Accidentally put her boobs.
She accidentally posted on the photo editing app.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, mine, I'm going to just tell a story from my life because I have so many embarrassing stories.
I love your stories.
But this kind of relates to just don't ever lie on a job application. Just don't ever do it. So,
but also fake it till you make it, right?
Well, that is exactly why I lied on this audition.
All been guilty of
it's
that, right?
Fake it till you make it. In this business, you know, you just got to, you know.
Just say yes. Yeah, you just say yes.
And I'm telling you not to lie on your job applications, and I lied a million times.
Exactly.
So
everybody does it.
Yeah. So, okay. So I auditioned to be a ballerina in Chicken Soup for the Soul, which was a TV show.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
I remember the books. That was a show?
It's the show, and it was a... it was like a moral show. Like, oh, if you, so the story in this episode was like one of the ballerinas boasted so much and she was boasting like, I'm better at dancing than you are. And she stands up on a chair and she like falls over and breaks her leg. I'm not laughing at that, but it was
pretty ridiculous.
Funny.
It's like so
I'll
ridiculous.
I'll never dance again.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have bragged.
If I didn't brag, I wouldn't have broke my leg.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly right. So I booked
They're
the
almost
part.
Like fables, like a book of fables,
they,
right?
They are.
Like it pretty much is.
Like, hey, it's something you warn someone about. Like, wives hey, remember that? I heard about it, the boastful ballerina. Don't be a boastful ballerina. Because you're going to break your leg.
It's so stupid.
It's so bad.
Oh, it's so stupid. I love it so much.
Such a bad episode. But I got it. And I had said in the audition, they asked, can you dance ballet? And I was like, heck yes, I can. You know I can.
That's an amazing lie. And not only dance ballet, you're the best ballerina.
Thinking about it, because I've never danced ballet before.
I'm crying right now.
I'm like, you know what? They're going to need me to wear a leotard. Big whoop. I'm going to wear some leg warmers. Those are cool. And then, you know, I'll just do some stretches.
I'll just, like, twirl around.
I can sashay, you know?
It's not too hard.
And I get there and the woman hands me, the producer, or not the producer, it was just the set dresser. Oh my God, costume designer. Jeez, Mary-Kate. She hands me toe shoes and says, go work on your routine. And they had a choreographer there.
Oh my God.
I went up to her and she said, okay, get your toe shoes on and we're going to just do a little.
Did you even do ballet as a kid?
Katie, I had a hunchback in high school. Because I had terrible posture. And I couldn't, you know, the sit and reach tests back in the day?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a 12 on them. I was not allowed to advance to another dance class besides beginners because I could not reach my feet.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. I would pull muscles. I was just like not flexible.
So no. So short answer,
hard
no.
Flex, no. But I was like, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And I get that, obviously.
I love the confidence.
I was like, they're going to just throw me in a leotard.
They're like, I'll put my hair in a tight bun and we'll call it a day.
I can wear a high tight bun. I look good in that. I have good facial features for that. I go to the bar and I put my foot up on it and I was just, because I told the choreographer, like, I need to stretch out before we do this. I was getting in deep, Katie.
I'm obsessed.
It was upsetting to me. So I was like, oh, just give me 1 second. I'm a little stiff. But then I put my foot up on the thing and I could not get anywhere near it. And she said, you've not danced a day in your life.
Stop it.
No.
The choreographer said that?
Yep. And this other girl who played my sister, the boastful ballerina, she was doing all this graceful, like, bending. She was like a Gumby.
Oh, wait. So you didn't have to be the actual boastful ballerina?
No.
Okay.
So that's good, her sister.
Okay.
But they had a whole beautiful scene planned in the beginning where we're just doing these, like, flips and sachets, like, all around each other.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
Doing a ballet dance recital. So what ended up happening was...
what did you say when she said that?
I said, no, I haven't.
Oh, you admitted it. Okay.
I lied.
Okay. No, you said you have. You said, no, I have danced.
I said, no, I have not.
No, so you told her.
I told her. Yeah, I told her the truth. I was like, I haven't. I didn't know that this was going to be extensive. And she was like, what? Like, I got yelled at by my agent for like, I just got yelled at by everyone.
But they let you still do it.
Of course. They let me still do it.
Okay.
And in the shot, which I went back and watched it on YouTube, and in the shot in the beginning,
it's I like, need to watch this immediately. Oh, I'm going to find it. Everyone's going to find it now. Everyone's going to find it. Bad.
So it's just this girl, my sister, Boastful Ballerina, doing these beautiful pirouettes, and her back muscles are like flexing in like all these stretchy ways. And then it's just me like this, like like perched on the bar. With, like, I just swear it's like I have like a gut. It's like hanging out. I'm just like in a unitard, like looking at her like, it looks great.
So they didn't have you like even attempt any dancing?
No, none.
They're like, we're just gonna post her up against the wall.
I just was like bending. I mean, they hired a choreographer for that day and I just lied. So you should never lie, even though I just definitely did after that.
But did you get paid? Yeah,
I
you
got
did.
Paid. I walked to the bank.
Booked it. You booked it and took it all the way to the bank. So I don't know, people get out there and tell some lies.
Get out there and lie till you make it. That's the new motto. Lie till you make
lie
it.
Lie till you make it.
It doesn't even need a rhyme.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yes,
okay.
It's embarrassing.
I got another one for you. This next story comes from Virginia in San Francisco, and she writes, I had just gotten out of a bad breakup, and a guy I went to high school with started DMing me on Instagram. We'll call him Chris. We had kind of flirted on and off during the pandemic, but the timing never worked out, and we hadn't seen each other in person since high school, like 20 years. Wow.
Oh, I like the beginning of this.
Wild.
This is good.
He asked me out, and I wasn't able to meet that night, so he asked me what night worked for me. I liked his persistence, and I decided to give him a chance. I ended up getting last-minute tickets to a Warriors game, and I asked him if he wanted to go. He was excited and agreed to meet up for cocktails first at a bar near my house. I ended up having to work late, so I told him I would just meet him at the game. I felt bad because I was 45 minutes late to the game, but I met him inside the stadium and sparks instantly flew.
Yes, good!
We never dated in high school, but I always thought he was cute and we were having a great time. He said he didn't even care about the game and just wanted to spend time with me, so we went to the stadium bar and had a couple of drinks. That's so sweet.
That's really sweet.
Our conversation was amazing and I was super into him and I felt like he was super into me. Neither of us wanted the night to end, so I asked him if he wanted to go to a strip club.
What?
There was one not far.
This Hallmark movie, it just took a turn.
It just took a turn. There was one not far from my house, and I always think they're a fun time. I told him I had a bunch of dollar bills at my house that I saved for these occasions, so we went back to my place to grab them. While we were there, I suggested we do shots. I got carried away, and we did at least four each.
What?
Yeah. Getting down.
This girl is hanging out.
It is happening.
She's like,
I love
it. I like that it's, yeah, that's wow.
Plus the couple of drinks that I had at the stadium, I was pretty buzzed.
Yeah, yikes.
We headed to the strip club and right away he suggested we get a bottle. I was like, are you sure?
Huh?
I definitely didn't need anything else to drink, but he insisted. I couldn't help myself. And before I knew it, the bottle was gone.
Oh God. This is a bottomless pit for alcohol.
I love it. I remember those days.
God.
I remember.
She's like a magician.
Right? I remember dancing and lap dances and having a great time. Then it all goes fuzzy.
No.
Oh, no. I've been there so many times. I woke up the next morning and he was in bed with me, but we were both fully clothed. I got up to use the restroom, and as I did, I noticed a massive pile of puke all over the floor.
I didn't remember
puking, so I assumed it was his. He woke up as I came back into the room, and I said, "Who puked on the floor?" He said, "You did." I was so embarrassed. I wondered what else I had done. Then he proceeded to tell me that he almost got arrested last night.
Oh, no.
I said, "What?" He said that when we were coming back from the strip club, I was so drunk that I was stumbling everywhere and he had to help put me in the Uber. Once we were in the Uber and got to my house, I refused to get out of the Uber.
Oh, no.
I was comfortable sleeping in the car and I didn't want to move.
Oh,
it took several minutes and the Uber driver threatening to call the cops to get me out of the car.
She just wanted to sleep in the
Uber?
Yeah,
she was like, no, I'm good. No, leave me alone. I'm done. I'm good.
That Uber driver is like bells dinging with all these new rides.
Yeah, he's like,
get out of here. Get out of my car.
I'm about to boot you out. We got to go. Once we were out of the car, I apparently couldn't remember my apartment number, but I knew it was on the 10th floor.
Oh, no. What?
I was making a big commotion and trying to get into doors, and my neighbors came out and saw me with Chris, and they were concerned. They assumed he was trying to take advantage of me, so they called the cops. Shit.
Whoa, good neighbors.
Right? But I was like,
way
I probably would
out.
Too, right? Because
uh-huh.
That would be sketchier. Like, who 100%. Is this like rando, like taking her to an apartment? She's clearly intoxicated.
Right.
This
You've
is
seen
sketchy.
This girl like watering her plants and like bopping along to music, and now she's just like falling all over the place.
Doesn't know what apartment just, like, she lives in.
Sliding down the wall, yeah.
The cops show up, I don't remember any of this, and handcuffed Chris and gave him the ninth degree about who he was and why he was there. I was half passed out on the floor at this point, but I answered their questions periodically. I insisted I knew him from high school, but the cops thought it was strange that we hadn't seen each other in 20 years and they weren't buying it.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of cool that they were like not going to let him go into her apartment.
By this time, it was about 4 a.m. They finally accepted our story and released Chris. Chris was also drunk and in no condition to drive and was super exhausted. I was already passed out on the floor, so he went and passed out in my bed. I guess at some point, I threw up all over the floor and got into bed. I was horrified to hear this story back and to know that I blew it with a guy I really liked. He never contacted me again, and it made me rethink my drinking habits.
Good. Okay. That's a positive ending.
That's a positive outcome.
That is definitely a story. Like, what a story, though. I mean,
girl, I have been there.
I have definitely been in there with nights that just take a turn because you're drinking and you're just like, oh, how did this happen? Like, what? This is totally different. You know what I mean? Than what I was expecting.
And it's the worst thing, though, when you literally don't remember. Like, have you ever blacked out?
Uh-huh,
like, that's
course,
the
yeah.
worst oh. feeling. When
you wake up and you're like, la 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 la. Like, oh, let's go get some breakfast. And they're like, do you remember last night when you burned down my apartment? You're like, what?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, hearing what you did the night before was
terrible.
Never fun.
No. Well, good. You know, that story ends really well, though, because, you know, she just reconsidered herself and, you know, you just...
It happens.
Yeah, you could just move on along to the next...
Yeah, roll with the punches.
Page of the yearbook. Yeah, that's...
to the next page of the yearbook.
That is
flip the page.
Just flip the page. Who got most likely to get arrested? No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, we've all been there, sweet sister. That takes courage, too, to tell the story. Too,
yeah.
Because, like, you know, that is... Everyone's, a lot of people have done that for
sure.
For
I definitely have my fair share of those.
Oh, definitely. Me too. Okay. So this is another lying for on an interview story.
Amazing.
It's not me. It's
wink, wink.
It's my friend. It's just a friend of mine. I forget her name, but she's just from like LA, whatever. She's from Pasadena. It's no big deal. So this is from Corey, actually from Pasadena. So it is someone that I know, but I have to change her name.
Got it.
But it goes along with the theme of, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't lie on your resume. Okay. Maybe you shouldn't lie in a job interview.
Got it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Unless you're going to get that check. I
mean, maybe you should.
Okay. Corey writes, they say that the anxiety that accompanies searching for a job is worse than the stress that comes with the daily grind of the 9-to-5. It's been a while since I've felt the stress of unemployment, but I do remember it being pretty unpleasant. Like many aspiring artists, I left my college in Western North Carolina with my brand new literature degree in hand, ready to conquer New York City. I have a theater degree, so yeah, that's hard to just head in, you know, make it. Instantly.
Yeah.
So he said, I wanted to embark on a musical career that would rival the Beatles and the Stones. So he lived in New York. Not surprisingly, reality caught up with me very quickly. Upon my arrival in the city that never sleeps, I found it very difficult to find sustained work. Just paying rent on time presented real challenges. So when an old friend from college offered to hook me up with a job at a nonprofit that he was working at, I jumped at the opportunity. I would just need to interview with someone from the HR department and I'd be all set. The job was a basic data entry position and had all the prerequisites you might expect. You have to be proficient in spreadsheets, basic writing skills, and the ability to type 50 words a minute. I figured, no problem. I just finished my degree in literature. I typed tons of papers. I got this. So I threw on my best blazer and tie and I hit the subway, ready to crush this interview for a job that put me on easy street. I arrived early, checked in with the receptionist, waited for the HR rep to come out and get me, which she did in short order. The interview was great. I was funny, charming, demonstrated a passing knowledge of the organization. All right, he's killing it. As the interview drew to a close, I knew this thing was in the bag. This has been great, she said. Just one more thing. How many words a minute do you type? It's a pretty important part of the job. I'd never really tested myself before, so I did some quick mental math. 60 seconds in a minute, one word a second seemed doable to me, so better go a little higher than 60. 73 words per minute, he said confidently. What? And that is so fast.
And the minimum, like, you had to do 50, right? So
50.
He, like, shot about it. He's like, oh, 50? I can do 73.
Like, I see you 50, and I'm going 90.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's really fast.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, the HR rep said in surprise. Then the last step of the interview should be a breeze for you. The only thing left is the typing test. Oh, shit. All right, let's do it, I said enthusiastically. I had begun to realize that I may have been slightly off on my calculations and with the realization that the room suddenly seemed to be about 10 degrees hotter. So he's getting like the sweats, which is something that happens when you lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she took me to a room with a desktop computer, sat me down, booted up the test and said, this test only takes about 5 minutes and then we'll have you on your way. I sat down, looked at the large block of text that I had to retype and realized that I was in big trouble. There were parentheses, semicolons, and all kinds of other punctuation that I never used on top of a bunch of rather large words. Well, better get to work on this bad boy, I said to myself, and I began to type. And to my surprise, I was getting it done in record time. I made errors, of course, but I still felt like I was typing this thing at sublight speeds. I had it locked. The time expired, and the woman came back in the room. Well, how did I do? I asked with all the confidence in the world. You typed 30 words a minute.
She was like, 73, she's bitch. Like, I don't think
that
so.
That was the slowest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, she was like, you're a joke.
She's like, you type with your one finger.
You type with your feet.
She's like, we'll be in touch. And she gestured to the elevator bank. I did not get the job. That is embarrassing, actually.
Yeah.
Because when they call you on it in the minute, you're just like, I mean, speaking from experience, you can't get out of it. There's no
you sure
undigging
can't.
That hole.
You sure can't.
That's bad. Don't lie.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Okay.
This next story comes from Kate in Iowa, and she writes, I grew up in a very religious household, and sex before marriage was frowned upon. When I was 16, I started dating my first boyfriend. My parents weren't thrilled that I was dating, but they liked my boyfriend and trusted that he was a gentleman. We had been dating for a few months, and I felt like I was finally ready to sleep with him. My parents were having a date night, and his parents were out of town, so it seemed like the perfect night to lose my virginity. Oh. I went to his house, and we started making out, and I told him I was ready. The only problem was that he was extremely large.
Oh, no!
It was really awkward and really painful, more than I had imagined it being. We had to stop in the middle because something didn't feel right. I was in excruciating pain and bleeding.
No.
Like a lot.
Oh, God.
And it didn't stop. I realized I was gonna have to tell my parents and go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
That was the most awkward conversation of my life.
She actually had to tell her parents.
She had to tell her parents. They were shocked and rushed me to the hospital. It turned out that he had split my vaginal wall and I had to have surgery.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that was possible.
This guy is enormous.
That's crazy.
That's a Guinness Book of World Records.
I mean, I literally didn't even know that was a thing. That's wild.
I did not. That's...
Now I was forced to explain what happened to nurses and doctors with my parents sitting in the room with me. I wanted to die. That is a hell I do not wish on anyone.
That is so embarrassing.
My special first time turned into me being completely humiliated, an emergency surgery, and my parents being disappointed in my choices.
Oh.
It took a while after that for me to want to try again.
Sweetheart, it is not disappointing. You didn't know. You just had to, you were just ready to lose your virginity. You know, and then that sucks. That
well,
that
I mean, like
to you.
Super religious, like family is so
of course.
Hard. Yeah.
That's going to be,
that's
you
so
were
rough.
Under not only the scrutiny of your parents, you're under scrutiny of God.
And that's what you get because you had sex.
Exactly.
So terrible.
There had to have been a thought.
They
there
were like, and
like,
see what happens when you make bad choices, when you're a boastful ballerina.
Boastful ballerina.
Oh, poor girl. Poor sweet girl.
That is. Also,
so
that guy
hard.
Really needs to enter a contest because, woo!
I mean, splitting walls and needing surgery.
That's terrible.
That poor thing. That was her first
terrible.
Time.
That's terrible.
She was like all excited and looking forward to it. And then she didn't tell her parents.
So much better about my first time. Sorry, but that is
it's
a
horrible.
Really terrible. Oh God,
no, poor thing. And that's as about as embarrassing as it gets.
I
like
think
you've got
is.
Super religious parents, and now you have to explain to them that you have had premarital sex.
Oh, premarital
and
sex,
and that you need surgery. Like, and then you have to tell nurses and doctors about it.
And your like religious dad has to like just grasp the fact that this guy was so enormous. He like broke your body.
It's so bad. Terrible. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's embarrassing.
I am so sorry that happened to you. Oh, that is so hard.
So sorry. Oh God. That's just, I mean, you can't. Thank you for sharing your stories, all of you people, because you could, I could never imagine some of these.
And I know.
I have so much stuff happens to so many people. So, okay. Okay. This is from Maxine in Portland, and she writes, I was 22 years old, newly single, and a big old mess living in Portland right after college. Yep. That's how it always is. Nobody knows what they're doing at 22. I decided to get a therapist because I needed help sorting through my last breakup. I strongly believe in therapy. I feel that it really helps people find a way through their emotions around any struggle. A good therapist can move mountains in your life.
That's amazing that she found it so young. That's so rare, I feel like.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, I went to the cheapest one I could find. That's not good, but I get it.
Yeah.
She cost $20 without insurance.
Aww.
That's a red flag. I began going every Monday, and for a month it was really helping, but my therapist seemed a little spaced out. We'd sit in silence a lot, which seemed all part of the deal.
That's not part of it. I mean, sitting in silence, you're like just staring at each other. Like, that's so awkward.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I was glad to be able to unload my struggles to a professional and kept going. One session, I was lamenting the times I'd ignored red flags in my last relationship. I was recalling all of these examples, like the time he invited me over and he was asleep already when I got there.
Oh, nice. So that's a good guy.
The time he came over for Thanksgiving stoned and then passed out on the floor of my living room. Yeah, strike two.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he would go to the bathroom every 15 minutes for long periods of time on our dates.
Yeah, those flags are flying.
Yeah. I must have gotten carried away. And when I finally looked at my therapist, she was asleep.
Oh, stop it.
Like tucked into a deep slumber.
No, she was
with her head
not.
Nodded forward. She was like,
no.
She was in REM sleep already.
It's so horrible.
Because when your head nods forward and you don't catch it, you're out.
That is so awful.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh my God. Take away her license immediately.
Oh, immediately. I wonder where her therapy sessions were.
She's
like in a garage.
She's pouring her heart out to this woman. And, so he's like, and she fell asleep.
If she's not narcoleptic, she needs her license.
Or she's
revoked.
On pills or something.
My yeah. therapist.
She said she's spacing out staring at the wall. So I think maybe she's on pills.
She's just like,
what's
she's
happening
taking
over there?
The meds. I'm opening my heart to this woman and she falls asleep.
That's horrible.
I know. I sat there for a good 2 minutes silently. Sorry. That is so awkward.
The imagery. And then, yeah, what do you do? You're like, do I wake her up and leave? Like,
she sat there for 2 minutes.
I would just bounce. Like, you're not getting that $20 today. That's it. I'm leaving.
I'm like holding it over her head while she tried to reach it.
Yeah, no, I'm going. I'm slamming
like,
the door.
Open your garage door. I'm out.
I think I would slam the door and that would be how she woke up.
Well,
right?
Okay. That's what you would do?
Yeah.
You would just.
I would leave and slam the door. It's so messed up.
But don't
right?
you want to see how she wakes up? Like, don't you want to wake her up? So would you like slam the door and then like peek back in?
I know. That is true that you do want to like maybe like clap your hands really loud in her face and be like, hello, I was just telling you my life story. Thanks.
You have to, hello.
This is literally your only job is to listen. It's your only job.
Okay. So what does she do? So she sat there 2 minutes silently to see if she would wake up. That's nice. And she didn't wake up. So Cheryl, I finally said loudly. I guess I wanted to surprise her like I'd been surprised to find her napping during my session.
Yeah.
She jerked to attention. I waited for an explanation. Silence. She finally told me that she'd had a party late the night before and apologized.
Oh, my God.
She was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I had a party?
Then cancel your appointment.
Are you hungover? Like,
yeah,
what's...
she was hungover for sure.
She was hungover and nodded her head out.
To have your therapist fall asleep on you, that's a bad one.
To be brought back from your trauma by a snore.
Yeah, you know trauma I mean? On trauma.
Yep. Insult to injury right yeah. there. I never went back. The moment my therapist fell asleep while I was opening up to her was embarrassing. And the lesson there is that you get what you pay for.
That is true. There are good therapists out there.
Oh, yeah of course. I've definitely ones out been there. To therapy. And They can move mountains for sure. But whoa.
If you don't like your therapist, find another one. Like, don't waste time with people. You know, you can tell if the vibe's there if it's not. And
it's
like,
a relationship. I mean,
it is.
You're not
going
to change them. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well.
Woo.
I have one last story. Okay. So this one is from my friend Christy in Maryland, and I have permission to use her real name.
Yay, Christy. Okay.
So backstory. I met Christy through my friend Megan, who's one of my best friends from high school. Megan moved away and started going to our high school in 10th grade. And before that, she and Christy grew up together, like literally best friends since they were babies. Like their parents knew each other, like they were best friends forever. So it was hard for her because her best friend like moved, you know, several hours away and started going to my high school.
Right.
But that's how I met her.
Then you were besties.
Yeah. So Christy is starting off by giving us some backstory. So she says, I grew up with my dad and it was just him and I. So we're really close. So that's just keep that in the back of your mind. Okay. So my best friend since the day I was born, Megan, moved away our freshman year of high school. I would visit her often throughout the years and I got to know her new group of girls. Hi, I'm in there.
That's you.
We ended up our first year of college at the same school being roommates. And then our sophomore year, she transferred back to a college in her hometown. So does that all track? You got
yeah, with 100%. Me? Yeah. Okay.
However, we stayed in touch and sophomore year of college, her and her friends from high school in her new hometown were planning a spring break trip to Cancun. So a bunch of us went to Cancun, like in our sophomore year of college. It was ridiculous.
Oh,
like
oh,
there was like
wow.
tons of us went.
That
yeah.
sounds fun.
It was really fun. Okay. It was also insane.
Debauchous.
Like I have my own stories.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're sparking things
I feel
for
like
me.
That's like where bubble parties were. In
there
Cancun.
Were foam parties.
Foam parties.
There were bubble parties. MTV was there on spring break. MTV
okay,
was there. It was,
yes.
It was okay. Anyway. So Megan asked me if I wanted to go and I really wanted to, but there was no way my dad was going to pay for it. I was working at TGI Fridays once a week, but that was for rent. After a few conversations, someone mentioned credit cards.
Oh, no. Yeah. They would give you a credit card in college for nothing.
The second you got there,
like
they're
$40,000 limit.
Yeah. They're like, sign up for a credit card. And you're like, okay. So I thought, that's an idea. I went and opened one with a pretty small credit line and boom, I'm going to Cancun. I love it.
Oh, no.
I packed my bags and 300 or so in cash and I met all the girls at BWI and off we went. Cancun was so much fun. It was four or maybe six of us to each room. We were all in the same hotel. There was a huge group of us. We all day drank, hung out by the beach and pool. And then at nighttime, we would get the perfect outfits together, share clothes, makeup, etc.
Oh it was like
really
a reality
fun.
Show.
It was. It was really, really fun.
That must have been fun.
The first or second night, we were all at a bar on the beach. And late into the night, we walked out back and realized there was a huge platform with people bungee jumping.
No.
I was all about it. I remember walking over to explore and I saw someone with huge cameras. And then a girl was like, do you want to go? And I said, how much is it? And she said, it's free. But there's a catch. You have to go naked.
Okay.
I almost did it, too. I almost did it, dude. I almost did it.
Why?
Because okay. I wanted to bungee jump
naked?
So badly.
Yeah, that's, why do you have to do it naked?
That's the catch. It was entertainment tonight, okay? It was E. Remember E with the
but
exclamation
point? But
they're
telling you have to be naked.
Yes.
They're not like, oh, this is a group of people who are doing naked bungee jumping.
Yeah, you got a naked bungee jump. If you're, it's free. It's free. You just have to get down
you
to
You just
your,
have to like show everyone your private parts.
You got
to
show it all.
Your privates.
Your privates.
You gotta show your privates.
Half the group said it was a bad idea and I should think about it. And the other half cheered me on. I was like, sorry, girl. I was definitely one of the ones cheering you on.
Yeah, that's good. I mean,
I probably should have taken a moment to think about it. But after doing shots at Senior Frogs with a loud whistle blown in my face, I was more nervous that I had to walk up 4 to 6 stories with no clothes on.
Oh, okay. So you have to drop your clothes at the bottom of the mountain.
Yes.
And
you
walk
had to do the whole thing naked.
Naked.
Yes. You had to walk up naked.
What?
I had to sign a waiver and some random girl overheard me and saw that I was doing it and she got jealous. So she asked if she could do it too. I was glad that she was with me, even though I didn't even know her because it was a little bit less daunting. I get that. Like you
didn't
someone,
feel that exposed.
Yeah. You got to climb up 4 to 6 stories. Like it was super high
your
up. Like, they were bungee jumping. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would be like, okay, fine, rando. Like come with me.
I would be
like,
yeah, do it get too. Behind me.
Yeah. You walk behind
show
me.
Show your butt.
Yeah. You cover up my butt with your butt. Okay. The whole night is a blur, but I ended up falling asleep on the beach and I got my wallet stolen. I had to call my aunt because my dad hung up on me and said he wouldn't help. I begged my friend Megan to go to a sketchy wire transfer place so I had enough money for the rest of the trip and to get home.
Oh,
that
no.
That happened.
A wallet.
A couple of years later, when I was home on break from college, I walked into the living room and my dad asked me, did you bungee jump naked on TV?
How much later?
Like 2 years later.
2 years?
2 years later.
My
jaw dropped. I had forgotten all about it by this point, and I assumed it never aired. My bright red face gave it all away. So this was probably a re-air, right? Because there's no way they didn't air it at that time. But right. she never like saw it. Of course, they didn't like tell her. You know what
and
I mean?
And there was no, probably this time, there was no videotaping and, you know, Instagram, like people who can, you can see it. You had to catch it in the moment.
You had to catch it in the moment. So my dad's best friend's son saw it on E! And told my dad about it. My dad was even more shocked and disappointed when he asked me if I got paid. And I said, no, they just let me go for free. Oh, he's like, did you at least make money? Like, did you at least make some money for it? She's like, no, no. Nope.
These stories are embarrassing for the dads.
I love it.
Like your daughter, her vagina wall gets busted. Your daughter's butt naked, bungee jumping.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Fast forward a few years, my uncle in Texas was up late watching a basketball game, flicking channels between commercials, and I get a call. Hey, when you were in Cancun a few years ago, did you bungee jump naked with one of your friends? He laughed when I said yes, but it was even more shocked that I didn't know the girl that I went with. Then a cousin came across it about 10 years ago and brought it up at a family gathering.
Oh, it never goes away.
At that point, no one was surprised, and it was kind of a shaking head, only you response. Like,
you know, the thing
but
about-
But it kept coming back. Like, they kept airing it. I'm like, oh my God, like, will this go away, please?
She was
like,
a star.
She was a star.
She sold it.
I love it, though.
Well, I love it, too. And you know, like they, in those clips, they always fade out the, like your mm-hmm, boobs and mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, back then they did. Who knows if they
Yeah, no, there's no
now.
Way on E that they can no, actually show exactly. everything. So it's literally got like a bar across with her like bungee jumping, but it's hilarious.
Exactly.
I love that she did it. I think it's honestly.
You were
like,
there too. Were you down at the bottom watching this happen?
Dude, I was blacked out that whole trip. So I vaguely remember it. And I remember that I was potentially going to do it because I like was so wanting to bungee jump too. I'm sure the naked part like held me back, but. It's a blur, dude. It's such a blur for me. Like that whole trip was such a blur.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's like it served its purpose.
I have a quick little embarrassing
thing from it. Tell me what happened.
It sparked when she was like, "Oh my God, what about that story?" I was like, "Yes."
What?
So one of my embarrassing things. There was a bunch on that trip, but the one that stands out was. We had been day drinking, like as we were. I'm sure we were on MTV Spring Break because they were like there the whole time. The bands were playing on the beach. It was like a whole
thing.
Were
you dancing?
Were
you like,
oh,
all,
yeah. yeah. We were so, dancing. We were drinking. We were going to Senior Frogs doing shots with whistles. Ridiculous.
What's a whistle shot?
It's like they're blowing loud whistles in your ear, like go. Like there, it was like these crazy, huge, long. They were pouring like actual alcohol bottles like into your mouth too.
Oh.
So they would like blow the whistle and you had to like chug the like liquor that they were pouring. It was ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous. So that had been the day. So by night, like I was gone, you know, but we still would go out. So we went to some bar. And at this point, I was already completely trashed. I kept trying to get the bartender's attention to get a drink. And they were either busy
or they were ignoring you.
Or they were like, we're purposely ignoring you because you do not need anything else to drink tonight,
I don't see
girl.
Anything over there.
I'm pretty sure I threw up at that bar in the bathroom and then came back out and was like, okay, like, let's do this.
You did like a medieval like feast thing. Where it was. Like, I got to get more room for some more booze.
Exactly. It was ridiculous. So I go back out to the bartender trying to get their attention. They like either won't serve me or they're not paying attention. Who knows? And there was like this long pole by the bar, like a stripper pole, but it was like connected to the bar. I jump up on the bar and I grab the pole. I swing around behind the bar and steal a bottle of 99 banana.
What is that?
You never,
what's 99 banana?
It's terrible. It's like banana liqueur. Like it's for like dirty banana drinks. It's called 99 bananas, but I specifically remember that that's what I stole because it's so funny to me. So I swirl around, I grab this bottle of 99 bananas and start chugging it like straight out of the bottle behind the bar. So of course I immediately get kicked out because who does that?
you chose like the most random.
I chose the most random ridiculous thing. Immediately, you're straight to jail, get kicked out. So then we have to get back on the bus because that was our transportation. So we had to take the bus back to the hotel. One of my friends went with me. I threw up all over the bus. So terrible.
It smelled like banana.
Oh, disgusting.
Oh my
disgusting.
God. Katie, you have a will of steel. When you want something, you're going to get it. You're
going to get
that 99 bananas.
I'm going to get that 99 bananas.
I love that you were like, I'm going to drink.
Yes. Like, just swirl. Like, but it was like one motion, like swirling around the bar on the pole, like grabbing the alcohol and like immediately ripped away from me and like you're kicked out. Like bouncers.
I'm so
like,
glad
out.
There were no cell phones. Because
oh,
I mean, I've definitely been in positions
me?
Like that for sure.
Oh my God, if there were cell phones back then.
You know that you're in trouble when a Cancun spring break like, bartender will not serve.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me. That was me.
That would have been me too.
Hot mess
sure.
express. Yeah. No,
that yeah. is a crazy story. That's mm-hmm. so funny. And then you got kicked out.
And then I got kicked out and then I puked on the bus.
The
disgusting.
Bus driver was like, oh man.
Yeah. So gross. So terrible. I did stay in the next night. You did? I was like, I can't. I need to. Yeah.
You're like sunburned.
Yeah.
You're
oh,
hungover.
I was so sunburned. Oh my God. I have pictures. I was a lobster. I was so sunburned.
I mean, I always get sunburned whenever
yeah.
I go out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
You
I mean,
have one more.
I do.
You do.
But
let's
do,
hear
should
it.
We hear it?
Yeah, let's
okay,
hear it.
Because I was going to say, like, I.
No, no, we're good. Okay. We started a little bit late, too.
Okay. That is a really good story, though. The bungee jumping naked. It's like, your stories are, like, I mean, they're really good. They're hard to follow. This is from Jonathan in Illinois. And he wrote, let me start by saying that my sense of injustice gets me in trouble. Okay. When I was a freshman, there was a bully named Christina at my school who picked on me a lot. I was a smart ass back then, and I'd find a way to embarrass her with words when she came around, and she usually relented and walked away. That's the best kind of defense, usually, unless you get punched in the face immediately. You're just like, boom, like a quick wit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you, yeah. like, you like slam with words, and they're like, whoa, what just happened? And they have to walk away, like retreat.
Yep, it's good.
But he wrote, but it was annoying. So one day I was walking down the hall and I saw her coming towards me. Glaring at me, she knocked into my shoulder and kept walking. Classic bully move, I thought. I started talking to a friend at her locker when I heard, the guy in the white shirt's going to get his ass kicked. Yep, Christina said that. I looked around for the poor kid wearing the white shirt. And when I looked down, it was me. I was wearing the white shirt.
Wait, she was going to kick his ass.
She just said the guy in the white shirt's going to get his ass kicked. But then she just walked by him and like hit his shoulder. So she just said it. I don't know, like to be extra daunting, extra, like a little bit extra. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how these bullies think? Without thinking, I flung myself around and I started marching towards her. I was burning hot with rage. Oh, I heard a harsh voice exit my body. I said, oh yeah, who's gonna kick my ass? Is it you, you pathetic loser? Whoa.
Oh.
Come on.
The bully gets bullied. I love it.
Yeah, come on. The bully gets bullied. Yeah, the tides turn. Come on. Come on and get it, you dumbass. Oh my God, this kid. That is
I love it.
Not smart. I stood there panting with panic. I'd never been in a fight and I didn't want to start now. She looked at me with a murderous calm and said, I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm not the one who's going to do it.
Oh.
Which sent chills down my spine because if she wasn't going to do it.
But the fact that she's also so calm is terrifying.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's some sociopath shit right there.
You know
like she just looks
like
at him and she's like,
people.
I am going to have you killed.
Yeah.
And I put out a hit on you and you don't know when it's coming, yeah. but it's coming.
You basically have a target on your back.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's so scary, right?
But also, like, she just won. She totally just won.
She 100%. Because if
he
you
came over and was like, I'm going to get my ass. And she was like, you're dead.
She's like,
you're dead. You're dead.
Oh, my God. So this made me even more incensed. Oh, God. So he doubles down. Like, he's like really enraged and like, what? Why are you
doing
that to
a
bully?
I admire the balls, right?
Seriously, the big balls. That voice came out again and I laughed bitterly. Oh, yeah, I said, you can't even do it yourself. Oh, no. Why? Because you're too scared. You're a weak little coward. Gonna get your mommy to beat me up. What was I doing? I was inviting a girl who was clearly a psycho to punch me. What was I trying to prove? Why was I doing this? I couldn't stop. I laughed in her face and I turned around.
Oh,
like,
that was your worst
turned
move.
Turned my back on
no,
a psycho.
Don't turn your back.
Right.
You never
at the
turn
moment
your back. You
got to
back
strike.
Away. You got to back away.
You got to slowly fade out with
you
your
slowly,
eyes locked on
like
them.
Like that Homer Simpson in a bush. You got to slowly just back away.
You have to just disappear yeah. through the, into a
That's
bush.
That's what you have to do.
Okay, so he turned his back on the psycho, and then I walked down the hallway slowly and silently, waiting for a Coke to hit me in the head. It was like a Western movie. Every step I took was fraught with the anticipation of my own annihilation. Yeah.
Yeah, that's intense.
What, this kid is doing the opposite of what I would do. I would never get in anyone's face.
Yeah.
I would just continue to get bullied.
But good for him for standing up for himself.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have to say, like, I admire yeah. that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's sad, though, that anyone ever gets bullied. I just think, yeah. obviously, it happens to so many people. But yeah, he just, like, flipped shit.
Yeah.
So miraculously, she didn't do anything. Mm. And when I turned around, she was gone. Ooh, like a phantom. She was like a ghost. She's going to be everywhere. I'd scared her away. I was so happy and sort of forgot about the whole thing. But I watched too many movies as a kid, and I genuinely thought that my bravery in the face of adversity had made the threat go away. You dummy. A week later, I was sitting next to the door of our computer lab. I looked down the hall and saw Christina walking towards the lab. Even then, I smirked at her. She must remember the growl I gave her, I thought. I'd put on the show and she'd run away like a little baby. Oh, no. I was all confidence until she walked right up to me and kicked me in the stomach. I went, boom.
I want to see how that's like, written on the base.
It's like, boom. It's like B-A.
It's so perfect. That was the perfect sound effect to getting kicked in the stomach by a bull.
Just like, also, it's so funny because this kid did not expect that.
And no, the next he, second, was like, he was like, yeah.
She then smiled, like, of course, because she's a psycho, and walked into the computer lab. I was fine, just winded. Yeah, right. I would have cried. But the embarrassing part was that I didn't expect it. I'd talked the whole big game, thought I'd won the fight. But in the end, Christina got the last kick in. So sad.
Yeah.
But that is embarrassing because, like, you're like, oh, yeah, you big bull. Like, you got to get your mommy to beat me up. And then she's gone. And then you get kicked in the stomach so hard.
She,
you know,
just
that hurt.
Kicked you right in the stomach. But I always feel bad for the bullies because you know there's something wrong at home. You know, like 100%. They have such problems.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for them because they hurt other people, but I also feel like their life sucks.
Yeah. You know? Well, they're a product something of their it. Environment for the most part. So it's, you know,
so you know, someone might have done that to them.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's so sad. But it is pretty funny.
But that's a funny story.
It's pretty funny. Like, yeah, she got the last kick in. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Well, hopefully that was the last time.
Yeah, I know. There's no follow-up. Who knows if she was like made his life a living hell after that. Like, that's the first kick of like
that was just the first kick
being severed one at a time. Oh my God, what? Why did I say that?
Well, okay. That was our
anyway. That was our show.
Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. Yes. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com. And be sure to tell a friend.
Yes.
And if you can't beat them, join them. See you next week.